The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey, it's Dan Latto. So in this video, I'm going to talk to you about the myth of the big red button. So, as you know, you ask any website designer, they all say your button should be in red. And actually, this is not necessarily true. When we first did the testing on this idea that you should put a button in red, the original website that we're testing it on was actually green. So the whole point of putting a button in red was simply to stand out from the rest of the colours that were on that page. So look, you could put your button to green, but if it's on a green website, it's not going to convert as well as a different colour that's going to stand out, that's the opposite to whatever website colour is. So if your website is blue, have a red button. If your website is green, have a blue button. If your website is red, have a green or a blue or a white or a black button. It doesn't really matter. The point is that you need to be making it easy for the person to understand, where do I go next? Where do I go and click? Where do I buy? And so it's this idea of removing friction from the purchasing. So we were talking to someone yesterday and we were looking at the contact us button. It's a request a call back, which was fine. It was in purple with white text on a white background. That was great. Stood out. But you had to click the button. Then it took the website a few seconds to go to the contact us page. Then you waited for the web form to put to come up. And then we had name, email address. And then we're asking like five or six different questions. The person wanted a callback. They don't want to fill in this really long form. So it put a lot of friction in between them getting the phone call and them requesting a phone call. So you want to be removing all friction. So you want to make it easy as possible, remove all friction, and that will start to help improve some of your website conversions. All right, I hope that's useful. There's more on my YouTube channel. Come and join us anyway, and we'll upload this video to the website as well. My name's Dan Latto. We'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.